On Monday, the U.S. removed many Zimbabweans and companies from a sanctions list introduced in 2001 for alleged election rigging and human rights abuses. At the same time, Washington imposed fresh sanctions on President Emmerson Mnangagwa and other senior leaders, condemning what it called a campaign of rights abuses and corruption in the Southern African nation. On social media, Zimbabwe government spokesman Nick Mangwana praised the removals, calling it a great vindication of President Mnangagwa's foreign policy. But he said since Mnangagwa and some companies remain under sanctions, all of Zimbabwe remains under illegal sanctions. Patrick Rutendo, Matinya Nyire, chairman of Zimbabwe Anti-Sanctions Movement, an organization which has been leading calls for sanctions removal, posted a video hailing the changes.
The removal of three executive order sanctions is tantamount to the removal of 93% of the sanctions that were on Zimbabwe and 100% of sanctions that were on the government of Zimbabwe, 100% of sanctions that were on the civilians of Zimbabwe. This is very important. The Zimbabwean government can go and borrow money. Zimbabwean businesses can borrow money. They can buy machines. They can get payment clearances. We are happy. The most pertinent, most evil of these sanctions are removed.
He says he still has some work, though.
Now, what are we going to do about the 10 sanctions on the president, a number of business people, and some ministers? We will say and urge the president of the country, plus the businessmen there, that join us, and we will undertake legal action to get these sanctions, absurd sanctions, removed. You've proved that legal pressure works. And it has worked better than re-engagement, because if re-engagement had worked, the president wouldn't be under sanctions, our vice president would be under sanctions, and members of our government wouldn't be under sanctions.
Zimbabwe government blames sanctions for the country's economy struggling since their imposition in the early 2000s. But critics attribute the decline to corruption and bad policies by Harare. Lloyd Damba, spokesman for the opposition Movement for Democratic Change, says removal of most sanctions will expose the shortcomings of the ruling ZANU-PF party.
It is a good thing that these sanctions have been removed, and now we want to see how the economy is going to perform, because we know that these people are corrupt, we know that these people are not competent, we know that these people will never abandon their way of doing things, especially when it comes to looting and stealing. Those things had nothing to do with sanctions.
Tafadzwa Manenji is an independent international relations commentator based in Harare. He argues that keeping the president under sanctions will affect the country as a whole.
Those people that are on the list are the government, so you cannot sanction individuals who are in charge, yet you say the rest must not be affected by those sanctions.
In announcing changes to the sanctions regime Monday, President Joe Biden also terminated the official U.S. state of emergency regarding actions and policies of the Zimbabwe government first imposed in 2003. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare.